With our continuing coverage of Iowa high school athletics, we're joined now on the Scooters Coffee Radio postgame show by head coach of the Pendleton Christian boys basketball team, Joe Steinkamp, following a 60-48 win over Newton. Coach, got to come out right off the bat, talk about the tone that was set by this group of guys. The first possession shot didn't necessarily look all that great, but from there, I mean, in the first half, it felt like you could do no wrong on the offensive or defensive ends of the floor. Guys really came out and put in some really good work this evening.
Yeah, really proud of our guys, especially defensively. Thought Ben really set the tone early on in the game. Guarding their leading scorer, Isaiah Slaughter, who's a really dynamic guard, and he just really made him work. Really never let him get some clean looks into the paint. Contested a lot of his shots. Made him give it up. And I thought we had really good help defense too. Our guys did a great job, protecting the gaps, keeping the ball out of the paint. And then we rebounded well. That was really key in the first half. They got some second chance points, I thought, in the second half that we weren't excited about. But for the most part, we really cleaned up the glass, which has really been a focus of ours over Christmas break.
Absolutely. And I mean, we talk about this game. I mean, Gilbert Flagel, Devin Runner, kind of early on leading that charge. Trey had some big moments down the stretch as well there in the second half. Garrett Wheeler maybe didn't find the success on the scoreboard, but in terms of just what he did defensively, even against Caden Klein for a majority of the game, kind of limiting him with some of that foul trouble as well. And Ben Van Wangard, you talk about it, it's just one of those complete team efforts. Griffin off the bench as well there. I mean, everyone that played, it felt like, stepped up and made plays. It wasn't just relying on one, two guys all night.
Yeah, I think that's just, our team. Everyone just does their job. All our guards are just high-level defensive players, high motors, intensity, don't take plays off. Some of those guys, they don't score a lot, but they prevent their guy from scoring, which is just as important. So, Gilbert, obviously, 27 points, unbelievable offensive game. But it really was a true team effort because those guys really did a great job on the defensive end and did a great job feeding him. So just really proud of our guys. We were really happy with how we practiced the last couple weeks. We ended 2025 on a good note. We had some great practices, had a great scrimmage. So we were just really ready to play. We were really, really ready for this game. So just proud of how they responded.
Absolutely. And, we talked. Talk about it. We've got to come back because you mentioned how we finished 2025 into 2026. You had the strong start there, but you had that game. You had a couple games before the break where you saw some leads that kind of slipped away, and against quality opponents nonetheless. But ultimately, some leads that I know it was kind of frustrating to watch those dissipate. Tonight, Newton started to make a little bit of that charge there in the second half, but the guys responded and didn't let one play kind of snowballed to the next, it felt like, and we're able to at least kind of recapture some of that momentum and find a way to win that game. How important is that for this team just to have a showing like that where it's like, okay, things may not be going our way for a little bit, but still finding the way to hold Newton at bay?
Yeah, I think, that Newton made some runs. They hit, 8 or 9 threes on the game, I think it was. And we knew they were a three-point shooting team, so we knew their run was coming. But the nice thing was we kept scoring, for the most part. So we never really let that big lead get out of hand. I thought the way we responded to start the third quarter was really, really big. We got the lead, and then we were able to add to it. It was just a good overall game. Would have liked to see us clean up the boards and had a couple sloppy plays down the stretch that got the game a little closer than maybe it needed to. But when you can win in this league, by double digits, you got to be pretty happy.
Absolutely. Now we talk about it with this team. You get a nice turnaround. You get a couple days to practice, then a big matchup across town at Pella High School. And Pella, a team that's coming in, they had a nice big ranked win over Knoxville on Monday. Tuesday night, they're playing against a talented Oskaloosa team and in a dogfight. At the time that we're talking here, not quite final yet, but going over there, what's it going to take to go in there and put up a strong showing in the first of two matchups against the crosstown rivals.
Yeah, they're really rolling right now. They can really score the ball. They're a great transition, really good defensive team. You know, they're one of the best teams in the state, and going to have to keep, you know, go back to work, get a couple great days of practice and great days of preparation, and just keep trying to get better. Just keep being the fighting team that we've proven that we've been so far this year. You know, they got a lot of size and athleticism, so you know, I'm sure the rebounding will be really important and taking care of the ball. But we'll just take it one day at a time. It's going to be, you know, an emotional game for all the boys involved. I think you know, these kids in this community just really they're really blessed to be able to play these type of games in front of so many great great crowds and supportive parents and families. So we're excited for the challenge, and you know, we're ready to get back to work.
Well, and I see groups watching it right now. I even pulled up now a tie game with 2 seconds left, so you know that they've expended a lot of energy, right? And so going into that game, I mean, when you know a team is kind of coming off of one of these emotional types of games as well, in practice, what's kind of the message to the guys, knowing that, you know, there's really about two ways that a team like Pella can respond out of this? They can respond motivated by the results of a game like this, or they can be maybe a little exhausted from the physical and, you know, tough nature of a game like that as well.
We won't even talk about it. We'll just prepare like we normally do, one day at a time. Get better at, you know, some of the little things, try to focus in on some of their tendencies, and just go to work. And that's what this team that at Pella Christian here, we're so fun to, they're so fun to coach, just because they work, they compete, and yeah, it's just fun going to practice every day.
That's a great mindset, Coach. Appreciate the time. Congrats on a big win here to kick off 2026. I'm looking forward to a fun one over at Pella High on Friday night.
Great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. That was Joe Steinkamp, head coach of the Pella Christian Boys basketball team on the Scooters Coffee Radio postgame show. We'll be back after this to wrap up the Scooters Coffee Radio postgame show on 92.1 KRLS.